Could you join me at the table, gentlemen, for a few minutes? Het is interessant, Lucas Blom was een tijdje geleden ook met een andere artiest begeleidend hier te gast. Dus ja, yeah, he frequents the Amsterdam FM station. But Ned, it's our first time with you here on the show. So, welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
Now, I know that you're from London originally, and that you've been playing for a while. I think you've been playing since around you were 16. And you're here on an internship, but you're also making some music. Now, how did the two of you get in touch? Probably, I'm guessing, Amsterdam Songwriters Guild.
Yeah, I mean, Lucas is a man about town. You can't really go anywhere on the music scene without seeing him, to be honest. Hard to get away, if anything.
All right.
No, we met at the Songwriters Guild. He didn't actually hear me play, but I asked him if he could come and jam with me, and we went to my house. Mm-hmm. Played a few songs, and yeah, just took it from there.
All right, very cool. And so you've been playing together a little bit, and how did you come across the Amsterdam Songwriters Guild? When you were heading here for work, had you already figured out that you wanted to do some gigs here and that you could?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wanted to do as many gigs as I could, mm-hmm. and I just looked online, and Songwriters Guild seemed to be the sort of number one.
All right, yeah.
Music events for singer-songwriters. So yeah, I just turned up one day.
Cool.
Nice.
And when people are not from around town, I tend to ask because I'm curious, how does the songwriter scene here compare to what you're used to back in London?
I think it's there's definitely a big sort of folky scene here in terms of like blues as well, and lots of blues bars. But in London, there's, you know, it's massive. There's a lot of variety.
Yeah.
And, actually, where I'm originally from in Bath, there's pretty much nothing. So, so it's nice to play live and also just to play without any, you know, strings attached. I don't know anyone in the audience at all, so it's kind of like being a native is quite nice.
Okay, yeah. It can be good to get to some big cities, obviously, if you want to do some gigs. I know Bath has a university, and I think they have a theater, and that's about all I know about the, about the town.
Yeah. No, Roman baths. Well, I could go on about Bath forever, but yeah, it's okay. One of the only cultural heritage cities in the UK.
Well, actually, Bath, yeah, we actually might do that a bit later on because I'm okay. Curious to know a little bit about where you're from originally. I know that you've grown up with a lot of music and you also like a lot of contemporary bands, obviously. But has Bath, for example, had an influence on your music? Is there something about the place?
I wouldn't say so much, but I guess like,
right.
I think my dad introduced me to a lot of the old greats like Lennon,
sure.
Cohen and Dylan and people, yeah. like that. And I guess I picked it up at school and used to listen to like Nick Drake at school the whole time. But I guess that was a period in Bath where I was learning about music a lot. But in terms of like the music scene there, no, not so much. But yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
All right. And the business that you work at is actually related to more to branding and packaging.
Yeah.
How did that come about? I mean, does it help you brand your music? Or?
No, it came about. I've just left university at Edinburgh in Scotland, and I was looking for something to do, and I wanted to experience different things. And I asked a few relatives, a few friends, and you know, made a few contacts, and Amsterdam sort of beckoned me, so I'm here for a few months.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're sending you overseas to find some different places, that's already a good place to work.
Yeah,
in that
for
sense.
Sure, for sure.
And since recently, there's a Facebook page where we can already find some information about you as well. Facebook.com/NedKingMusic.
That's right. There's not a lot on there. I made it today.
All right. Very recently.
Because Ned King is the new, well, I guess you call it branded name.
Yeah. What was the old one?
Ben Tatham.
All right. More your name.
More my real name, yeah. But Ned King's my... I've decided to...
I told him he has to have a Facebook page if he's going on the radio.
Okay.
But hopefully the radio show will be on that Facebook page. So if you like it, then... you can listen back to the radio.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be on there. So Lucas has another contribution apart from the guitar as well. And how did this name change come about?
You're smiling at me. We just sat down with my mum. I didn't really want to have my own name. I hate that kind of idea of promoting yourself. I like it being a kind of person. Huh. And my name is Benedict in full, and Ned is in the middle of that. And she always wanted to call me Ned, so Ned was the start, and then King just sort of had a nice ring to it. But don't confuse it with Nat King.
Yeah, because then it becomes a Google nightmare.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually, it's kind of interesting that you prefer to have a persona instead of putting your own name out there. I think we're going to get back to that in the second bit of the interview. We're also going to have a lot more live music from the two of you together.